All right, let's call the court to order. Welcome everyone today to our Commissioners Court. As we start, is there someone here who would volunteer to do our opening invocation, our opening prayer? Can we have someone come forward, please? Carolyn, thank you. And then would you lead us in the pledges when you're done?
I'd be happy to.
Thank you. Let's all stand together.
Would you stand? Dear Lord, we thank you for this day, for this spring-like weather. We appreciate that we can come together and join in discussion about the government of our country, of our county, and our locations. We thank you, Lord, for giving us this blessed day. Be with our first responders, those who defend us. Bring them home safely, if it be your will. Father, be with the members of this court that they may make decisions that are pleasing in your eye. Help us all to work safely and carefully and do the work of the Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you. The pledges?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state, one and indivisible.
Thank you. You may be seated. Let the record reflect that we do have a quorum, but we are missing one person, Commissioner Nowak, who is at training today. We'll move forward. Do I have a motion to approve the court agenda today?
Move.
I'll second. Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. All right. At this time, we give opportunity to our citizens to come forward and to take some time, if they would like to, on an item that is either on the consent agenda or the open agenda, and share their thoughts on that particular item. It's 3 minutes, if you'd keep that in mind as we move forward. If you have something you want to hand to the commissioners or to anybody up here at the dais, please ask permission before you do it. Always state your name as you begin to speak. Is there anyone who would like to come forward and speak this morning? All right. If there is not, then let's move forward. Proclamations, resolutions, and presentations. Presentation of our Employee of the Month for January, February. Good morning.
Good morning, judges and commissioners. My name's Alicia, and I'm from the Employees Committee. I just want to thank you for this opportunity to present some great employees that we have working here. Can I please get Ruby Chandler and Jerry to the front to present our Employee of the Month, please, for January?
We're going to call Susan up. It's no surprise because of our need to do public service. We told her last week that she needed to come to court today and told her the reason why. And it's not hard to expound on Susan's great talents and her dedication to the work. She is the trainer.
You speak into the mic, Carolyn, so we can hear that.
She is the trainer, and every single new employee goes through new employee orientation with Susan to make sure that they understand and are able to use our automated circulation system. They know about policies for the library. And so her supervisor, Ruby, is here as well, because even though it is a very complicated process, Susan breaks it down into steps that will be easily understood, and if the employee needs retraining practice, then Susan is very willing to work with that individual. She has outstanding customer service skills. She's also bilingual, so she is really a benefit to both the county and to the individuals that we serve. And so we are delighted today to honor Susan as the Employee of the Month.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
That's awesome.
All
May I please also call Michael Hallbrook and his team to the front to present this award, the second award?
Sure, why not?
Good morning, Commissioners. Good morning, Judge.
Good morning.
We are here this morning to recognize one of our team members. You know, the IT people, y'all keep us in a cave and Mountain Dew and Pop-Tarts and Mountain Dew Pop-Tarts and Hot Pockets, and we got somebody we want to award this to, the Employee of the Month. Corey, come on up. I told Corey he had to be here to fix the Wi-Fi.
You finally going to find somebody to do that, Bobby?
I'm going to try. I've known Corey since 1998, and for some reason he's like a bad penny. He keeps coming back. I can't get rid of him. Corey is one of my dearest friends. We recruited him. We had to offer him three different jobs before he would come to the county, and he turned us down twice, once because he was going on vacation. But Corey's one of the people who is behind the scenes. You know, y'all often don't see people behind the scenes around here, and there's a handful of them in this room who've never met anybody, and Corey's one of them. People are walking by going, "Who are you?" He's like, "I'm Corey." They're like, "Oh, it's good to actually put a face to a name." Corey, congratulations. You're an integral part of the team, and I'm so happy that this part of our team was awarded an Employee of the Month. Congratulations.
Come on up here, guys.
We're going to get a picture with Corey. Congratulations.
Well done. Thank you. Congratulations. Done. All right. As we move forward to item number 9, County Clerk's Office, consider and approve the Commissioner of Court's minutes. Do I have a motion to approve?
Move.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. All right. Thank you. As we approach our consent agenda, pretty basic, are there any modifications that we would like to make to it? Move on consent. We have a motion. Is there a second? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. All right, let's move forward into our open agenda. Emergency management. Jason?
Good morning, Judge Commissioners.
Morning.
A couple of items here this morning, pretty simple stuff. The first one's 11A. To paraphrase here, we have an opportunity to get some reimbursements from FEMA for public assistance grants related to a couple of things that have taken place over the last couple of years. The first one is with the pandemic. These are to reimburse county for expenses that we've actually incurred directly that were not part of CARES or ARPA funds that the county actually spent money on. That total grant opportunity is zero matching funds. It's 100% reimbursable. Should be around $2.2 million once we have the final audited numbers from Rakesh before we submit the grant. And that would be money due to the county once we submit that.
So that's not a double dip kind of a deal?
No, sir. No, these are things, and for instance, the vaccine centers that we ran last year, we did that completely out of county funds as a result of not wanting to look like we were double dipping, but that was 100% eligible expense for reimbursement from FEMA at that time. So we have $2,180,000 related specifically to the vaccine program alone, and then another $51,000 in general funds throughout the course of pandemic that are reimbursable.
Okay.
So I just need a simple motion to authorize OEM to apply and get the final numbers as we do that from Rakesh and submit that grant and that reimbursement request, and authorize Darren to sign on our behalf as a county and continue to run the program until
we have a motion
until
to
we
do that.
These were for the vaccination sites?
Yes, sir. So in that alone, we had the largest expense in that was our contracted services. That was the hospital district, the fire departments, the law enforcement services that we used as we contracted for their assistance to help with manpower. Beyond that, another 693,000 was for equipment rental. That was for all the tents and the fencing and the cones and the signage and everything. And then it goes on from there. Salary, internal salary and expenses, 217,000. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Do you have a motion?
I'll move on.
Second?
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
You know what, the second one here is
motion
for the...
Motion carries.
I apologize, Judge. Proceed. I didn't mean to cut you off during the vote. The second one is for the Winter Storm Uri. It's a much smaller amount, about $178,000. There is some match associated with this. It's a 25% match. I feel confident in talking with Darren. He also feels confident. We've exceeded the match in what we spent internally in labor alone to respond to that storm, that we won't actually have to come out with any funds to meet that grant, which should just be money due to the county once we submit the final numbers.
And so, that money is for what now?
To reimburse us for public assistance, the losses that we took as a result of Winter Storm Uri. So this that would include labor, materials, equipment that we had to put into place, to, you know, your trucks and the sand, gravel, and, you know, fuel and everything that we spent leading into that storm, during the storm, and then the week after the storm. So.
All right.
I'll move on that, too.
Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Thank you.
The third one is consider, discuss, take appropriate action related to the expenditures, an amount of $4,310.79 in preparation and operation of the Montgomery County Fairgrounds for the Save America Rally that we just had on January 29th. Please name a funding source. These are the lion's share of this is for food that we brought on site to feed all the first responders and the employees that worked that from 4 a.m. the morning of the rally till 11 o'clock that night, because people couldn't come and go. So that's the brunt of it. I did have some operational expenses from Lowe's for caution tape, and we had to buy some locks and chains and things for some of our gates that didn't have secure access, but outside of that, the brunt of it's food. And I ask if you name a funding source to also include the reimbursement of this, to include any sales taxes that we did incur as a result of some of these transactions.
Do we have a funding source for this?
Yeah, so you guys do. We looked at it earlier. The original $100,000 that you guys allocated towards this project, it hasn't been exceeded. So you do have about $11,000 and some change left in that project. So if you guys wanted to name that as a funding source, I think it would be appropriate.
Okay.
If we can, I'd like to defer this one till Commissioner Nowak comes back.
Okay.
That's all right with everybody.
I have no problem with that. I do have a credit card statement that I need to pay as a result of this, that by delaying that, we're going to incur interest charges.
We have the money set aside, Commissioner. It's already in the $100,000.
Who all are we feeding?
So we had well over 100 officers, paramedics, EMS, law enforcement, firefighters, all of the ancillary staff from emergency management, the commissioner's staff that was on site that day. I mean, the list is long. So we had breakfast, lunch, and dinner, because we were there from 4 a.m. till 11 p.m. So that included food from, let me pull it up here, food from Rudy's Barbecue. That was our breakfast, Firehouse Subs, Pizza Shack, and McKenzie's Barbecue.
You know, Jason, when the Trump team came in, they had food trucks there I had guys there for almost 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not saying it's not, you know, but there was food there for I had probably 6 to 8 people there, you know, from probably 7 in the morning till 7 or 8 at night at different times. And so all this expense was incurred on one day?
Yes, sir. Yeah, and then we had fast signs for $770. These were for banners and signage on the property. Lowe's, $82. And then Home Depot, $51. Like I said, the brunt of the expenses and food, about $3,300 was food-related to that day. The reason for that is the food trucks were in the secure perimeter. Not every one of these employees were able to access and then leave the secured perimeter.
Yeah.
So we had to have food on the outside of that secured perimeter for the lion's share of employees, and for the employees that were inside, they didn't want to stand and eat. We had to give them a break. They're there for 15, 16 hours, so they had to come off-site to eat.
The day of the event, it was chaos. There was not, you know.
So this was not food leading up to the event. This was food day of. Yeah.
How many people did they have there, Jason? inside the fence, what, 58,000?
We believe we had around 58,500 people within the perimeter, and estimate of another 20 or so thousand that never even made it into the facility, that stayed in the county fairgrounds areas and kind of tailgated and camped out. So, but you know, the sheriff's department, all the constables agencies, everybody, we had, you know, close to 200 employees on site throughout the day that we had to feed. So that's what this is for.
How'd the food get in and out? If you know, people couldn't move around, how'd you get the food in?
So we coordinated that ahead of time to make sure we had access to delivery. For instance, Joe's was willing to be one of our vendors, and, you know, he was willing to cut us a great deal. We were able to get the same deal from Pizza Shack, but Pizza Shack was on the north side, so it was easier to drive food in from the north than it was from the south, because Joe's was on the side where traffic was coming from. So we took all of that into account when we ordered food and how we did it. Firehouse Subs is literally right down the street from us, and then the barbecue was brought on site ahead of time and was staged there. So,
what, how much food? I mean, the amount. How much food?
The total ask is $4,310 of the food.
No, I'm just talking about the food.
it was part of the backup on the agenda. I added it on there, but Sam's Club $215 even. And then another Sam's Club for $221. That was for bottled water, drinks, things like that. Rudy's Barbecue, $154.50. Firehouse Subs, $384.93. Pizza Shack, $543.28. And McKenzie's Barbecue, $1,887.48. Those were sack lunches, barbecue sandwich, chips, and a sack, and 200 of them.
So. Yeah, I went by some of Precinct 1 constables, and they had... Somebody had delivered sack lunches out to the roadways for them.
That's correct. That's
a good thing, you know.
I don't mind deferring. We just need to understand, if I can't pay it, I'm going to have an interest charge on the credit card that's going to have to be added into this reimbursement request.
I'll make a motion. I would move that we pay this. We take it out of the funds that we have already allocated to set aside. Do we have a second?
That's not exceeding the 100,000 we set back previously.
No, sir. The now, of course, payroll can be adjusted if there's anybody that forgot to put the time code, but when we looked, it was $88,801 that had been spent out of the 100,000.
All right.
That's the overtime and associated benefits.
Got a motion on the floor.
Yeah, I'll second.
All right. I'm any more discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
All right,
Jason, thank you. Thank you, Amanda.
Have a good
afternoon. Appreciate that. All right, item number 12, Precinct 2. Commissioner.
Consider and approve participation by the citizens of Crown Oaks to adopt a road program. The roadway to be maintained is Collier Cemetery Road in Montgomery, Texas, or designated by Precinct 2 Commissioner. I move.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. All right. Second, item number 2.
Consider and approve the appointment of Mike Barksdale to serve on the Conroe North Houston Regional Airport Advisory Board for a term expiring December 31st, 2022. Move.
Move. Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. All right, at this time, we're...
Thank you, Mike.
Absolutely. Thank you for coming and being here today.
Thank you very much.
I think it would be appropriate to introduce Mike to the people here.
If that'd be fine. If you would, come
that'd
on up.
That'd be great.
If you come up to the mic.
Do you want to do that, Vicki?
Yeah, Vicki, state your name for the record, Vicki, so everybody knows what's going on.
My name is Victoria Crossan. I live at Willis. I've been an airplane owner out on the airport for about 19 years, and I'm an FAA safety representative, safety team representative, so I'm really involved in what happens in this community. And at the unfortunate loss of Randy Martin, which was this position that Mike would be filling, which we loved Randy, and he was a great asset to our community. But I've known Mike a long time. He's flown with us for our Challenge Air events, for our special needs kids. He's done a lot at the airport. He's retired airline. He's in general aviation. He's vested in all forms of aviation. He knows what's going on. He also knows how to help promote this airport because, like we mentioned earlier, people around here aren't even aware sometimes that we have an airport. And I know it's not appropriate to slap people, but I have thought about it from time to time. It's like, yeah, there's the airport here. It's such an asset, and I'm fully involved in trying to promote that as well. And I know Mike will be, he's going to be an asset to this community, and I think he is a the perfect representative for us. So thank you, Charlie, for doing that, and thank you, Robert, for your encouragement.
Yeah, Mike and Victoria come by the office and had a good talk, and I think he is the man for the job.
There's no doubt.
Sure.
And what you say is absolutely true. We got to figure out a way to promote that airport a whole lot better than what we are.
Yes, sir.
We've got to figure a way to do that.
Thank you for the opportunity. I appreciate it.
Well, Mike, you can help us do that.
I was just going to say, Mike, we appreciate you coming here and letting us know you're going to help us promote it.
There you go.
Oh, absolutely. Number one agenda.
Thank you, Mike.
All right. Thank you all. Appreciate that so much. This time, we're going to go to executive session. The court will recess for executive session pursuant to one or more of the following provisions of the Texas Government Code, to wit, Chapter 551, Subchapter D, Articles 551.071, 551.072. And we shall return.
Turn.
All right, let's go ahead and reconvene. So we come out of executive session. Amy?
Yeah, if the court is so inclined, I need a motion to approve the resolution and order approving the settlement of claim number 800.5141.
Move.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
And I also need a motion to approve a resolution order to settle claim number A-19-0027.
Motion. Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. All right. At this point, we're coming to a conclusion here. Are there any citizens here who would like to make comment on any issues as we move forward? We have a couple, okay? If you'd state your name, come on up, if you would. State your name for the record. Understand that pardon me? Say it in the microphone so we have a recording of it. Robert, welcome.
Not on. I'm sorry, losing my voice, talking to too many people.
No worries.
Robert Coates, April Sound, Precinct Chairman for the Republican Party, Area Chairman Montgomery, and the Election Integrity Chairman for the Republican Party. I have a question about a consent agenda item that was, I think, approved in September, but I kind of have some questions about the backstory of the Audubon Project, which is a... And you can correct my language. I'm not saying this with any kind of animus, but I kind of want to understand the background, the history, and the reason why I say without any animus. I think I'm not here, and I believe in working together with people. You all know that, but I think the public needs to know who initiated this contact between Audubon and the county. What kind of discussions were there privately between members of the court? Because I think it would be actually helpful to everyone, including yourselves, if you could answer that question. What was the process? How long did it take? There was a representative Audubon. Did they initiate the contact? And why such a large amount? I mean, guys, close to $80 million should not be on the consent agenda, and that's my only editorial comment. That seems like a drastically large amount of money to be rebated in any form, and I'd like to be able to engage you politely on the subject. And if my final question would be, did you guys have any dissent on that granting back of that money? And what was, if you can tell us, what was the internal vote? Because all I've seen are the consent agenda item, and then I saw a signature page, but nothing beyond that. So that's why I have questions, okay? Fairly.
And
so,
this isn't a noticed item, so that the discussion back and forth would be inappropriate.
Yeah.
It would need to be on a noticed item, but...
It'd be inappropriate to what?
To comment right now about those for the court. You can bring any of those issues to them, but in order for them to speak about public business, it has to be on a noticed item, right, to have a dialogue.
That's right.
But
that's,
we can bring it back at any time.
I see no need to bring it back. It was done in September. We moved on. It's a done deal. Thank you very much.
Well, it's a topic that we have not noticed, so to continue with discussion would not be the right thing to do. All right. Is there anyone else who'd like to come forward? Yes.
Morning. Morning. Morning, Judge, Commissioners. My name is Dennis Vickery. I'm a retired individual, and I'm here this morning as a friend of the court, a friend of Montgomery County. There was a, back in December, there was an issue, not issue, but item raised about new radios. And I've been involved with Montgomery County for the past 35 years, so it piqued my interest. So at the meeting here 2 weeks ago, I approached Commissioner Nowak to see if we could discuss that, and he told me we could. And then I sent him an email, and if you don't mind, if I could just read what I sent to the commissioner, and it would pretty well sum up what I'd like to say. Is that all right?
Can we do that? He's going to read an email between him and Commissioner Nowak. I hesitate without him being here to be able to address
it. Really doesn't have, it's no reflection on him either way. It's the
public comment.
Okay, that's cool. Go ahead.
Okay. Commissioner Nowak, this communication is from the individual that gave you an index card this morning at Commissioner's Court requesting some time to talk about the Montgomery County Public Safety Radio System and the radios used on that system, the text warrant system. As indicated, I'm a retired citizen, and while I live in Harris County, I have done business with Montgomery County in one capacity or another for the past 35 years and have held Montgomery County in high regard. I am somewhat in a unique, enviable position as I have no hidden agenda. Do not want to embarrass anyone nor single anyone out, and am not selling or promoting any manufacturer. My belief is that Montgomery County has been the victim of some questionable tactics and misinformation. That's not to be disrespectful. Sounds disrespectful, but it's not intended to be. That has cost the Montgomery County citizens funds above and beyond what is necessary to efficiently provide a public safety communication system necessary to protect law enforcement, other users on the system, and the citizens. You questioned the need to purchase new radios a short time back, and I believe you have integrity and the desire to do the right thing and question expenditures. I believe a simple study will confirm that Montgomery County does not need to purchase radios at this time and, in fact, have an excess of radios. This request has nothing to do with any particular manufacturer, only accepting and adopting a fiduciary responsibility. I do have, if it's appropriate, I do have a handout that just, and it's intended to be constructive.
Well, we're getting pretty close to time, but if you can hand it, do it quickly, if you would. I don't want to cut you off in the middle, but we have a 3-minute limit, please.
Thank you very much. I would like to, if it's appropriate, have a meeting with yourself or someone from your staff to discuss this further. If not, then...
No, we'll be glad to talk with you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for coming in. All right. Is there anyone else who would like to make public comment today?
Hi. My name is Deborah Ferris. I'm concerned about voter fraud in Montgomery County, and I'll tell you why. First of all, I called my precinct chair to see if I could be a poll watcher, and he's like, well, I actually never have had a poll watcher, and it's a lot of work, but if you want to do the paperwork or the training, you know, call the county, the registrar's office. So I did, and she's like, well, the poll watchers get in the way, and it's a lot of work, and really, she basically discouraged me from being a poll watcher. Then I asked her about nursing homes. I'm like, isn't ballot harvesting illegal in Montgomery County? And what are you doing about nursing homes to keep people from requesting ballots for all the people that have dementia and they're not in their right minds and voting for them? And she's like, oh, well, they have to call and we have to talk to them individually. And I'm like, wow. So I don't even know what to say about that because I feel like nobody's watching. So, and I know you just bought new voting machines, And I have a son who's in IT, and he says there's not a voting machine that can't be hacked. So I just want to express my concerns and say, I don't know how we can watch it, but I just want to draw it to y'all's attention.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We appreciate it very much. All right. Is there any other comments?
Judge, we have one clarification from the county clerk real quick. They had an audio problem. Can we have who made the motion or to clarify who made the motion on the two resolutions and orders and who seconded for our executive session items?
I made the one on 800.514.
Okay. Commissioner Riley.
And
Commissioner Metz made the other. And do we know who seconded?
I think I second.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much for that clarification.
All right. Thank you. All right. If there is nothing else on our agenda, then if we can, if we have a motion to adjourn.
Move.
Second? All in favor? Assuming everybody's aye?
Oh,
all right. Done.